the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom. We are starting today with the last of the brachos Shmon Esrei Sim Shalom. This is the third of the brachos of Hayidah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously the theme of it is Shalom, Sim Shalom. Bochein Avinu Kulanu Ke'echon. Bochonecha, Gibo Ponecha, Satalono. The family says Dr. Rabbi Chaim B'Sholoi. Bochein Avinu Kulanu Ke'echon. 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 Bochein The Medrash says, B'chukoysa, that it says, Nesati Sholom Ba'oret, and will give Sholom, and put Sholom into the land. The Medrash says, that even if a person has Michael, the Mishnah has everything he needs, if he has no Sholom, ain't no clue. Without Sholom, he could have everything in the world. It's worthless. You see that? See people that are wealthy and healthy and have everything, but they're fighting either with their spouses or outside of the home, or there's war going on. Everything has no value then. That's where Hashem created the world. That's the most basic necessity that we have is shalom. When a person is shalom, then everything is good. Shalom starts with oneself. It's either shalom with oneself. And we, within ourselves, we have different forces. We have the Tov, the Tzara. It's a constant war between the two. And there's no Mahalach. Then life is very frustrating. If we do what we can, we don't always overpower the Tzara. At least we're aware of it and we realize that we have two parts of ourselves. We have a physical drive, a spiritual drive. We do what we can to make them work together. And the shalom with oneself has peace of mind. With his wife, with his children, shalom. With people that he's interacting in the community, in his business, his nation. Shalom, like we're saying, is the epitome of all the brachos. I was just mentioning. Ein shalom, ein klum. We see that in the bracha that we have, in HaTorah. Birchas Kohanim, the last of the Birchas Kohanim is Yisrael Mechos Sholim. The meaning of saying at the end of Birchas Hamazon also, not part of the Nusach, but we also say, Yisrael Shalom B'Noimov. He mentioned Shalom always at the end of, even the greeting that we greet people is like saying Shalom. Shalom Be'etzim is the name of Hashem. And Shalom doesn't just mean peaceful coexistence. I live my life, you live your life, and we're not fighting. That's called not fighting. Shalom is from the lashon of shleimus, of each part is mashlim the other part. That's what the whole world was created for. Hashem created a physical world, which is different than the spiritual world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring out is Kedusha even to the lowest levels of the physical world. That's the goal of the Bria. The goal of the Bria is that the Yichud of Hashem, the recognition that there's only one Hashem who is guiding everything and controlling everything, is recognized even in this world over here in this physical world. And when we come to that recognition, then we're making Shalom. So the person learns Torah, and Tzila, he brings Shalom between Palmalia Shalmailish, Palmalia Shalmata, between the heavenly bodies and the physical world, because he's showing that they're all compatible. It's not two different forces that are working against each other. The physical world is working against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, everything is here for one united purpose. To serve Hashem and to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's best than what we say also in the final Tzila on Shabbos. But Shalom is also a field of Shabbos. Shabbos Shalom. It's the time of peace also, because it's the time that once again we recognize that Hashem is running the world. The lack of shalom is when a person looks at himself as an independent entity. I'm ruling my life. I have to have control. And if I have the control, people don't go along with me. The trouble, the friction, the fighting, anxiety. But when I give up my own control of the world, and I say Hashem is running the world, then there's automatic shalom on all fronts. Shalom within myself, shalom with my family, shalom with everybody I'm acting with. That's what it's all about. And that's what we said. A person is involved in Torah and Tefillah, spiritual interaction, that is creating shalom. It's showing that all facets of the world are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we're finishing our Shemoneh Esrei. And we're diving for every single thing that we need, all the physical needs and spiritual needs. And we're summing it up that Etzem, that we, our desire is in shalom. You should make the real shalom. And we have the shalom we described, the recognition that we're mastering one another. We're complementing one another. My Yitzhahara is complementing my Yitzhahara. My family is complementing me. The world around me is complementing me. And I'm trying to complement HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One unit working together, then the world becomes a beautiful world. And we're bringing the world to its tachlis. And that's the tachlis of the whole tefillah, to have this recognition. After we ask the Sim Shalom, we don't just say peace, because peace can be misused. So many people use peace to mean so things that are nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just let me do my thing. That's what we say, Sim Shalom Toivah and Bracha. We want the Shalom to be a Shalom of Toivah and Bracha, of a real, a Shalom that produces the real Toivah, the real Bracha. The spiritual Toivah is the greatest level of truth, the Toivah that we have, the Toivah that we have, the greatest Toivah. And the fact is, the Shalom with myself and with others, it increases my ability to have a part of that Toivah. And also the physical Toivah and the physical Bracha. But once again, the Toivah and Bracha is a Shefa coming down from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we're the Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we become the Kli Kivah, we become the receptacle, the one to receive all that Bracha.
Kol HaLashon.
Chayin Chesed Rachamim. The term is used often. There's Bracha. We should, Chayin means we should find favor in your eyes. Chesed, you know, if we don't deserve it at all, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should have so chesed to us. Rachamim, you should see how weak and helpless we are, and Rachamim on us, we call you Shalom Echa. And then we ask, Bochenos, you know, Kulam Kiyachad Bochon Echa. Now we're describing a little bit more what this Shalom is. You should have the Ha'orez Ponim. It says, the shining face of Yahweh, the smiling face of the Kodesh Baruch Hu to adore. That's what life is all about. And that should be our aspiration in life. How I could be the source of Nachas HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Once again, we're asking for Shalom. We're asking for Shalom. We're articulating that we understand that in Sadatam, we may not even deserve it when this happens. Even the Rachman we should have it. We do understand what Shalom is. What Shalom is, Toivah of Racha, the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I don't want it only for myself. I specifically over here say, Allah not told you Shalom Nefesh, but I'm not asking for myself, it's not Shalom. I'm detaching myself from the rest of the world and asking for my personal selfish needs. I have to incorporate in the Racha of Shalom the tefillah for the value of Shalom. That's why he's stressing. I'm asking you, it should be shown to everybody. Everybody should have shown to themselves, feel good about themselves, and do the right thing. Be good with their families, good with the community, good with the business, good with all the nations of the world also. We should have shown. You don't have to, shouldn't be nervous and always being attacked by all the nations of the world. That's why this bracha is such an important bracha. Now, that's a strange thing, this bracha also, because this is how you do. This is bracha of thanks. So again, just like we asked him to say, we'll ask the same question over here, that what are we asking? that it should be a time of thanking. Asking was in the middle brothers, not in the last brother of Shemoneshe. The way we sit now is more understandable what this request is. Because this request is, I'm not doing something for my selfish needs. I'm asking something as recognition of the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I recognize that you are the only source of Tzoychos and Brochos. And because I recognize that, and I want to be strolling with you, I want to be part and parcel with you. He said, let's say, we should be rooted for that, he's in the high majority, we'll manage, complementing one another. That in itself is a recognition of the greatness of Hashem, and therefore the desire that he should be the one that should give me the shalom. I want his shalom, not all kind of other ideas of shalom, secular ideas of shalom, or selfish ideas of shalom, just people shouldn't fight with me. No, I want that shleimus. I want all the clients from the entire world to the shalom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize the greatness of Hashem. That's why I'm asking this, because I want the greatness of Hashem to be recognized by the entire world. We should all be together to be Eden Hashem, the shalom. And that's also, now this, after this request, the second part is the Met Tibor, for Nefer Mestat Alon, this is the Met, a Hidor. I'm not requesting, but it is a reason why I am asking for the Shalom. I'm asking for the Emes Shalom because I realize what it's all about. That Har is putting the shining face of Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a symbol of Shalom, that he's shining towards me and I'm beaming back to him. What do I get out of this open now? What is this opponent that I want from you, the Shalom that I want with you, Hashem of the Kingdom? You receive Torah's Chaim. You receive the Torah, Torah, Shalom, Shalom, the Torah, which is the source of life, not just mitzvah. Our whole life is the source of Torah. Without Torah, we would cease to exist, Shalom, and the world would cease to exist. Abba's chesed, Hashem embedded in Shalom, the mitzvah of chesed, we have to learn from Abba Mavinu. By a goy, chesed is not a natural thing, never. But it's a natural thing, the person wants to help other people. With stalker, the racha, the racham, the tayim, the shalom, all these wonderful things you gave us, the righteousness, the ability to help others, the bracha that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hashem, we have to have to mind what we do, and the rachman we receive from Hashem, the chayim, the shalom, all this we recognize not something that we did, something we received from the all punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we're saying that should be told from the Nechel of Earth, now we come from East, and we're supposed to show this to Nechel. That every eighth is a general period of time, a short and specific period of time, we should always see that shalom. So we're asking that every second of our life, we should have more of the shalom, which is coming, like we're saying, from a recognition. We're the source of shalom is. The source of the shalom is in our other opponent, the shining faithfulness of the Shabbat. And it's in our hands. We request for this, and we do Meisim act in the course of the day that also around her respondent. If you have not respected this Bogen, then we get more and more of it. Baruch Atah Hashem, I'm a Baruch Atah, I'm still not showing. That's what Hashem is doing throughout history. Hashem is giving us constantly the Baruch of Shalom, the biggest Baruch, like we said. This is culmination of the Tzadish Monetary. The Tzadish Monetary is just putting myself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing some greatness. And then we machni ourselves, subjugating ourselves, recognizing that nothing is mine, it's all yours. I'm not the boss. And I need everything from you, I'm turning to you. And in the Haidos, she started with my desire to be in the rooster, to be favorable in your eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realized that the proper relationship is what life is all about, and showing my appreciation of every little facet of my life, of every second of my life, recognizing the wonders and miracles happening every second of my life, not just once in a while. Every second of my life, Hashem has taken such wonderful care for me, and now we're ending it with this yearning and desire and feeling of shalom, the shalom out of the clarity that Hashem echoes. Shmoy Yathos, me Kamchi Yisrael, so Yathos Ba'oris. We should be all Zeta to say this Tzvila and to get the Baruch of the Tzvila, the Baruch of Shalom, for ourselves, for our families, for Klal Yisrael, and for the whole world.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.